Bob Walker wishes more parking lots in Vermont look like this one today. He directs the Thetford-based Sustainable Energy Resource Group that's co-hosting this forum. He's happy to see about 25 passenger vehicles, a few motorcycles, a racing car, and a truck gathering lots of attention. Walker says plug-in rechargeable electric cars are getting more popular these days as gas prices rise.
It's about a dollar per gallon equivalency to drive electric, and it's also much cleaner for the environment, much less polluting. There's still a lot of development that has to take place in terms of the infrastructure for charging stations, and the cars are always improving, but they're getting there. It's really exciting to see everybody out here today.
And they're lining up to get rides. One eager driver is Kim Quirk. She owns a solar energy center in Enfield, New Hampshire, called the Energy Emporium, and this Ford C-Max is her company car. She pulls out slowly to avoid pedestrians who may not hear the near-silent motor.
Try not to hit you. So with this car, you get an option to choose whether you're driving all electric. Right now, it's in EV mode. You see the little EV down there? Electric vehicle. And if I push the button, it can put it into what's called EV later. So it's going to save the electric and just use the gas engine. This shows you what you're using.
Quirk says that's ideal for drivers like her who have long commutes. The C-Max is popular at this rally. Another owner, Wendy McCardle, says she leased hers when her daughter turned 15.
And the reality is that she loves this car. It has great pickup. It's fun to drive. It's smooth. I've always had Subarus in the past, you know, and so it was a big deal for me to go to an American car and switch over to a lease. I've never leased a car before either. Switch over to something that doesn't have four-wheel drive.
McCardle says with studded snow tires, her car did just fine this winter over mountainous terrain. She does admit the battery loses efficiency in bitter cold weather, but more than makes up for it in warmer weather. A few steps away, Tim Letourneau is singing the praises of the Ford Fusion Energy. He says this full-size sedan gets 21 miles from a single charge, that costs about 80 cents, and then goes at least 43 miles on a gallon of gas. It's selling very well where he works, Twin State Ford in St. Johnsbury and Lamoille Valley Ford in Hardwick.
We love this technology. We embraced it. A lot of the dealerships were scared of it. They didn't want to try it. So what we did is we actually set up a program where we were supposed to sell 30 in 30 days. We sold 58 in that 30 days. We actually bought out almost every Ford dealer in New England of their energies. We brought in over 12 truckloads of these vehicles because we had the demand for them.
But that demand varies from county to county in Vermont. An April 2014 map by the Vermont Energy Investment Corporation shows Vermonters own 631 electric passenger vehicles, more than double the 311 EVs that were registered in Vermont at the same time last year. VEIC's map of public charging stations shows 47 charging stations either planned or already in operation for 2014. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.